Hey, this is Stacey Gatsoulias.
DC Lundberg.
Ryan Finkelstein.
Taylor Blake Ward.
Host of Locked On Yankees.
Locked On Mariners.
Locked On Mets.
Locked On Angels.
And you're listening to Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Braves, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. I am your host, Jake Mastriani, and you can follow me on Twitter at ShortstopBall. Check out my bio there to see everywhere I am covering the game of baseball, including the Atlanta Braves in written form over at TomahawkTake.com. Also, please make sure you go out and follow the podcast on Twitter at @LockedOn_Braves. Make sure you put that underscore in there. Appreciate all of you went out and followed yesterday after my not so blatant plea to do so. I appreciate all the follows there, trying to get that follower count up. Like I said, during this lockout, especially really throughout the offseason and during the season too, it's going to be an interactive show. I want to hear your feedback. I want to hear your comments, your questions. You'll be running the show sometimes, giving me topics, ideas that you want to hear discussed on the podcast. So continue to do so. I will continue to pile up those questions. I promise you I'll get to all of your questions, but continue to do that. Please make sure that you follow us on Twitter so that you can be a part of the show. So I appreciate all of you who went out and did that. Make sure you subscribe to us on YouTube as well. Really racking up the subscribers there. Really appreciate all the support you've given me there as well. And make sure that you do go out and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. Appreciate all the support on the podcast side of things as well. And as always, thank you for making Locked On Braves your first listen of each and every day. We continue to post episodes daily, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday through most of December. We will continue to have a daily podcast on here. So again, if you're not already, subscribe to the show, follow us on Twitter, subscribe to us on YouTube. I do appreciate it. On today's podcast, we are going to be comparing the 1995 World Series team to the 2021 World Series team. We won't be doing it all on this podcast. We'll be talking about this throughout the week, comparing everything position by position. I'm really excited about this. Again, I grew up, watching the Braves, and I was very young. I think I was like 7. Years old when they won it in 1995. But I remember a lot of those players, obviously how it went down. And want to give another huge shout out to Austin Webb on Twitter. Again, like I said, you guys and girls, you are controlling the show. So just let me know topics you want to talk about. But I thought this was a great suggestion from Austin of doing this comparison here, the two World Series champions in Atlanta, comparing the two teams. And I'm going to give you my winner at each position at the end of this. I'll tell you who I think was the better team. Was it 1995? Was it this 2021 version? Let me know your thoughts on Twitter as well as I go through these position groups. And as we get to the end, let me know which team you think was better and which position group you think was better for each team. So that's what we'll be doing for the next couple of days on the podcast. And we'll get back into a lot of your questions. Like I said, hopefully we'll have a big interview for you either later this week or next week as well. But on today's podcast, we're going to be comparing the starting pitching rotations for each team, the bullpens, and the catcher positions. We'll be doing the battery mates for both the 1995 team and the 2021 team. So let's start with starting pitching. And as you know, the Braves in the 90s dominated with starting pitching, and the game is very different now than what it was then. So it's really hard to compare here as far as innings pitched. And even in today's game with the strikeouts, because the strikeout numbers are just through the roof. As good as the Braves 90s pitching staff was, they, other than Smoltz, weren't, dominating in terms of strikeouts pitching staff. So the 1995 team essentially had four starters that they used in the postseason, really had three. Avery pitched in four games, only made two starts, but it was pretty much Greg Maddux, Tom Glavine, and John Smoltz as your starters throughout the postseason. So, and for the 2021 team, you had Charlie Morton, you had Max Fried, you had Ian Anderson. It's pretty much your three starters for the 2021 team. So I'm going to go through, compare each. I'll do, it's kind of hard to line up you know, who with who here, and it's really unfair to match somebody up with Greg Maddux, as this was his last of four straight Cy Youngs that he won. But we'll start in the 1995 team at the top with Greg Maddux. During this regular season, 19-2, a 1.63 ERA, 28 games started, 209.2 innings pitched, gave up 147 hits and just 23 walks, just incredible. 181 strikeouts and 0.811 whip. That's over an entire season through 28 starts. Again, like I said, it was the last of his four straight Cy Youngs that he won. In the postseason, went 3-1 in five postseason starts, 38 innings pitched, 19 strikeouts, 7 walks, 35 hits. You've got up a fair amount of hits there, but again, 38 innings, 12 earned runs, a 2.84 ERA, and 1.11 whip. And then in the World Series, Maddux went 1-1 with a 2.25 ERA and 16 innings pitched with 8 strikeouts and a whip of 0.75. Again, it's not fair to really compare somebody on this 2021 staff to that, but I'm going to have to go with Charlie Morton. You know, both guys started game one. Obviously, we know, unfortunately, Morton didn't get to finish that. But so Charlie Morton, 14-6 in the regular season, a 3.34 ERA in 33 games started, 185.2 innings pitched. Really interesting here. So Charlie Morton makes 5 more starts in the regular season than Greg Maddux did, but Greg Maddux threw 209 innings compared to Charlie Morton's 185.2 innings. So just interesting there. Obviously, we're coming off a COVID season. Starters weren't really allowed to go as deep. Charlie only allowed 136 hits in those 185.2 innings, 58 walks, 216 strikeouts. So again, just blowing, you know, past the strikeouts and a 1.05 whip. So, I mean, a very good season for Charlie Morton. And then in the postseason, crazy to think, Charlie Morton did not get a win in the postseason. Was 0-1 in 4 games started, 16 2/3 innings pitched, 11 hits, 10 walks, 6 earned runs, 22 strikeouts, a 3.25 ERA, and 1.27 whip. So, you know, very good stuff, obviously, for Charlie in the postseason. One game started in the World Series. As we know, that game was cut short. Gave up just 1 hit and 2 walks. With no earned runs over 2 2/3 with 3 strikeouts. You know, unfortunately, Charlie didn't get to finish that start and get one more start. Would have made this comparison a little bit better. But still, I mean, Charlie Morton was very good, but Greg Maddux won a Cy Young. All right, got to try to move through the rest of these kind of quickly here. Tom Glavine, 16-7, 3.08, 29 games started, 198.2 innings pitched, 127 strikeouts. Isn't that crazy? I mean, every pitcher today has a K per 9 of at least 9, and Tom Glavine, one of the best pitchers in all of baseball, only struck out 127 batters and 198.2 innings pitched. But that's the difference between the game then and now. And then a 1.25 whip over the regular season. Glavine went 2-0 in the postseason over 4 games started, 28 innings pitched, 16 hits, 9 walks, 5 earned runs, 1.61 ERA, 0.89 whip, and 19 strikeouts. Those 2 wins that he got came in the World Series, where he had a 1.29 ERA in 14 innings across 2 starts, allowing just 4 hits. He did walk 6 batters, but just 4 hits in 14 innings with 11 strikeouts and a 0.71 whip. So just outstanding postseason for Tom Glavine. John Smoltz, a bit of a rough postseason. His regular season, he was 12-7 with a 3.18 ERA, 29 games started, 192.2 innings pitched, 166 hits, 72 walks, 193 strikeouts, and a 1.24 whip. In the postseason, he went 0-0 in 3 starts with 15 innings, 18 hits, 5 walks, 11 earned, 12 strikeouts at 6.60 ERA and a 1.53 whip. Only got 1 start in the World Series, only lasted 2 1/3 innings, gave up 4 earned on 6 hits and 2 walks with 4 strikeouts. So not very good there for John Smoltz. So I'm sorry, I meant to go back and compare to the 2021 roster. So Max Fried, over the regular season, 14-7, 3.04 ERA, 28 games started, 165.2 innings pitched, 139 hits, 41 walks, 158 strikeouts, and a 1.09 whip. So, I mean, a very good season, very comparable, if not better. I'm going to go ahead and say it. It's better than the John Smoltz regular season for sure, and right on par, if not better, than the Tom Glavine season. So I think you could rate Max Fried's regular season over both of those two. Now, in the postseason, Max was 2-2, 5 game starts, started 27 2/3 innings, 30 hits, 3 walks, 13 earned runs, 29 strikeouts, a 4.24 ERA and 1.20 whip. So not overall great postseason numbers. We all know he had those rough back-to-back outings in the World Series. 1-1 with a 4.91 ERA in 11 innings. Gave up 11 hits, 1 walk, 6 earned, 12 strikeouts. But a 1.09 whip. I mean, again, I've talked about it several times when recapping the World Series. That game 2 start from Free just got away from him in that second inning. Outside of that, he was absolutely brilliant in the World Series. So I think Max Fried is probably, if I'm ranking these pitchers and haven't gotten to Ian Anderson yet, I'll go ahead and do that. And then maybe I'll rank these pitchers here. But Ian Anderson in the regular season, 9-5, 24 games started. You know, he had the injury problems, 3.58 ERA, 128.1 innings pitched, 105 hits, 53 walks, 124 strikeouts, a 1.23 whip. 2-0 in the postseason in 4 games started, 17 innings, 9 hits, 7 walks, 3 earned, 16 strikeouts, a 1.59 ERA, and 0.94 whip. Went 1-0 in the World Series, pitched 5 no-hit innings, 3 walks, no earned, 4 strikeouts. So, I mean, this is really tough. I mean, if I'm judging the postseason performances here from these pitchers, just the postseason performances, you're probably going Glavin, Glavin, oh, this is tough, Anderson, I mean, Ian Anderson is really good, then maybe you go Maddox, Fried, Morton, Smoltz, I mean, it's really tough, these are really comparable, you're going off regular season, you know, full body of work here, you know, Greg Maddux obviously the best. He won the Cy Young. He goes number one. Then I think it's Max Fried. Then it's probably Tom Glavin. Then maybe Ian Anderson. It's between Ian Anderson and John Smoltz. I mean, these go back and forth. I mean, I don't think people realize how comparable these two starting rotations are when you just look at the top three. So, I mean, they're a lot more comparable than you think. You know, the Braves had Steve Avery. They had that fourth, but it was not a great regular season for Steve Avery. And, you know, it was a really good postseason for him. In the regular season, he was 7-13 with a 4.67 ERA and 29 starts with a 1.25 whip. But in the postseason, he pitched in 4 games, made 2 starts, over 12 and two-thirds innings, gave up just 2 earned on 6 hits and 9 walks with 10 strikeouts, a 1.43 ERA and 1.19 whip. And then he got a start in the World Series, gave up just 1 run on 3 hits and 5 walks over 6 innings with 3 strikeouts in a Game 4 win. So, you know, while Avery didn't have the great regular season, he had a really big postseason, was really big in the postseason there. So I got to give the nod to the 1995 staff. I mean, three Hall of Famers. It's hard not to go with them, but I mean, if you're just looking at postseason performances, I mean, I think it's pretty comparable. But Avery kind of, you know, gives that 1995 team the boost for what he was able to do, both out of the bullpen and that start in the World Series. So probably not much of a shocker here, but I'm going to give the edge to the 1995 team in the starting rotation. Next, we'll take a look at the bullpen. BetOnline has you covered all season with more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. Today I want to tell you about a simple way to get all the entertainment you love without the hassle. DirecTV Stream brings your live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and shows all in one place. And the best part, there's no annual contract. So stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com. All right, so moving into the bullpens here, and again, very different eras of baseball. So starters going much deeper in the games in the 90s than they are today. Bullpens weren't relied on as heavily, but 1995 team did have a couple of arms that they used pretty regularly in the postseason, in the World Series in particular. And for this exercise, I'm only going to look at what the bullpen did in the World Series. It's really hard to judge bullpen arms over an entire season. As Braves fans know, the 2021 bullpen was not very good for most of the regular season, was absolutely lights out in the postseason. So we're only going to look at World Series numbers here for these bullpen arms. As a lot of fans probably know, Mark Wohlers was the one key guy, the one specialist out of the bullpen for the Braves that year. He pitched in four games in the World Series, allowed just one earned run on four hits and three walks over five innings, but 1.40 whip. So a lot of traffic there. He actually came in to close out one of the games and didn't get an out before Pedro Bourbon, I believe it was, had to come in and save him in that game. Greg McMichael, three games, 2.70 ERA, three and a third innings, three hits, two walks, one earned, a 1.50 whip. So again, a lot of traffic for McMichael, but only allowed the one run. And then Alejandro Pena, two games, one plus innings. He did not get out of his second appearance. Gave up one earned on three hits, two walks, a 5.00 whip. So again, seeing a theme here. A lot of, you know, we thought the Braves bullpen was stressful in the regular season, at least putting runners on base and then wiggling out and sometimes not wiggling out of pressure here. This 1995 bullpen put a lot of runners on base, but for the most part, were able to get out of jams. Overall, that 1995 bullpen in the World Series, again, just looking at World Series number here, those three guys there, the main key guys in the Braves bullpen, 9 1/3 innings pitched, 10 hits, 7 walks, 3 earned runs, a 2.90 ERA, and 1.83 whip. Those two things do not match up there, a 2.90 ERA and a 1.83 whip. That bullpen was a bit fortunate in that World Series. Now looking at the 2021 World Series, and again, bullpens are used much differently today than they were back then. And this bullpen was heavily used in the World Series. And I'm looking at the top four guys for the Braves and Tyler Matzek, Will Smith, Luke Jackson, and A.J. Minter and how they did, again, just in the World Series. So starting with Tyler Matzek, pitched in four games, gave up one earned run in 5 1/3 innings on six hits and no walks. I can't. Some of these numbers are really crazy when I've gone back and looked. And this is the first time I've really gone back to look at the Braves bullpen numbers in the World Series. And some of these are just crazy good. But Tyler Matzek did not walk a single batter. You know, that's always been his hiccup, what's held him back. You know, even when he was struggling in 2021 are the walks. He didn't walk a single batter in 5 1/3 innings in the postseason. Just crazy. Did give up six hits, which is kind of surprising to look at that. Struck out seven batters, a 1.13 whip, and a 1.69 ERA for Tyler Matzek. Will Smith, again, just absolutely incredible. Didn't allow an earned run in four games. Four innings pitched, two hits, one walk. Only one strikeout. That was another thing that was crazy to me when I was going back to look at this. Will Smith only struck out one batter in four innings. Again, you don't typically see that in today's game where almost every pitcher has a K per nine of at least nine, especially bullpen, back end bullpen arms. Will Smith only struck out one batter, but it didn't matter. He didn't give up a single run, a 0.75 whip. Luke Jackson, again, a lot of us remember what happened in that Dodgers series where things just unraveled for him, but he really bounced back in the World Series. Only allowed one hit, no walks, and 3 2/3 innings pitched with four strikeouts, a 0.23 whip. Just incredible stuff from Luke Jackson in the World Series. And then A.J. Minter, these numbers are going to look a little skewed, but three games, the 7.71 ERA, allowed four earned runs in 4 2/3 innings, giving up six hits and two walks with seven strikeouts and 1.714 whip. So, he had that one bad outing. Things kind of got away there, but he was absolutely amazing just for what he did in game one, coming on in relief of Charlie Morton, and was really great throughout the majority of the postseason. But did have a shaky outing there in the World Series. Kind of skews these numbers a little bit when you look at those four. Still amazing, even with A.J. Minter in there. 7 2/3 innings, 15 hits, three walks. Again, only three walks from this Braves bullpen that struggled with issuing the free passes all year long. Just amazing when I went back and looked at that. Only three walks from these four guys in 17 2/3 innings. Five earned runs, again, four of those coming from A.J. 19 strikeouts, a 2.56 ERA, and 102 whip. Again, even with AJ in there, still really good numbers. But if you take out Minter and you just look at Matzik, Smith, and Jackson, you know, who were primarily used for the back three of the bullpen, those three gave up just one earned run on 9 hits and 1 walk over 13 innings. That's a 0.69 ERA and 0.77 whip. So, hands down, this one is easy. There is no debate. The winner for the bullpen is the 2021 Atlanta Braves. The starting pitching was great as well. If I had to grade overall pitching staff, that is tough. I didn't plan to do that. I did not pick a winner for that, but that would be really tough. And that's crazy to say with how, you know, there's three Hall of Famers on that 1995 team, but top to bottom, I mean, the pitching staff for the 2021 Braves, if Charlie Morton doesn't get hurt, it's probably a little bit more of a discussion. I'd probably still go with that 1995 team overall. Again, three Hall of Famers, hard to go against those two. And then you had, you know, Steve Avery, you know, pitching great in the postseason. But this 2021 team, I mean, that bullpen was just lights out. And so obviously they get the nod in the bullpen right now. So next, we will look at the catcher position. So a couple of really good catchers here. You got Javi Lopez, a young Javi Lopez. I think it was like his fourth season in the big leagues. Played just 100 regular season games, slash 315, 344, 498 with an 842 on OPS and 14 home runs and 333 at bat. So a really good regular season for Javi and just 100 games played. In the postseason, he played 12 games, was 12 for 40, which is a 300 average over the entire postseason, scored 3 runs, 3 doubles, 2 home runs, 9 RBI, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. In the World Series, he played in 6 games, had 3 hits, 1 run, 2 doubles, and 1 home run. So his hits were big, 3 RBI, 1 walk. He slashed 176, 263, 471 with a 734 OPS. Travis d'Arnaud, very injury-riddled 2021 season, played in 60 games, slash 220, 284, 388 with a 671 OPS and 7 home runs and 209 at-bats. So about 130 less at-bats than what Javi Lopez had in the regular season. In the postseason, Travis d'Arnaud played in 16 games, so 4 more than Javi Lopez did, hit 236 and 55 at-bats. 13 hits and 55 at-bats, 1 double, 2 home runs. So they both had 3 extra base hits, 3 RBIs, 7 runs scored, which is huge, 6 walks compared to the 1 walk that Javi Lopez had, but 23 strikeouts compared to just the 5 strikeouts that Javi Lopez had. Again, you've seen another very big contrast between today's game and the game back in the 90s. In the World Series alone, played 6 games, just like Javi Lopez did, scored 4 runs compared to Javi Lopez's 1 run, had 1 double compared to Javi's 2, had 2 home runs compared to Javi's 1, 2 RBIs to Javi's 3, no walks to Javi's 1, and 10 strikeouts for Travis d'Arnaud in the World Series, slash 292, 583 with an 875 OPS in the World Series. So this one's tough. I'm going to give a bit of a twisted answer here. I'm going to say it's Travis d'Arnaud for just the World Series, Javi for the overall playoffs. So, you know, I don't really know how we're picking a winner here. You let me know if you want it to be overall season, overall postseason, just the World Series. But if we're saying just the World Series, I think Travis had a better World Series. Plus what he did behind the plate, I know he couldn't throw anybody out, but just did amazing job with that pitching staff and blocking balls. I honestly just don't remember how great Javi was defensively in that postseason. But and I believe Travis d'Arnaud was banged up. I believe that shoulder was still bothering him. So if I'm going just the World Series, I'm probably going to go with TDA. If I'm going overall postseason, then it's probably Javi Lopez. But very similar numbers there overall. While Javi didn't have a lot of hits in the World Series, the hits he had were really big ones. So this one's kind of tough to call. You let me know on all of these who you would pick between the 1995 team and the 2021 team. So that does it for our first round of this comparison. We'll do more of these throughout the week, but that will do it for this episode of Locked On Braves. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at @LockedOn_Braves. Follow me at @ShortstopBall and make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Braves podcast wherever you get your podcast. And we will talk to you next time.
Hey, this is Stacey Gatsoulias.
DC Lundberg.
Ryan Finkelstein.
Taylor Blake Ward.
Host of Locked On Yankees.
Locked On Mariners.
Locked On Mets.
Locked On Angels.
And you're listening to Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Locked On Braves.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.